Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, September 23rd. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, the number of multiracial children born in the U.S. has increased over the last few decades, but for some multiracial adults, it can be hard to find others they can relate to.
For each gathering that I had, none of those folks had ever been in a group of mixed people before. They may have had mixed friends, but didn't have mixed community.
St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis tells us about a resident who is building a space for multiracial young adults to discuss their identity. First, the news. A new study shows rural residents are less likely to get colon cancer than urban residents. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports, once they develop the disease, they are more likely to die from it.
The study published in the Journal of Rural Health reports rates of non-curable late-stage colon cancer are significantly higher in rural areas, even though the rate of contracting the disease was lower. That doesn't surprise Dr. Hope Tinker, a primary care physician in the small central Missouri town of Fayette. She says there aren't enough doctors in rural Missouri, and that means people don't seek medical care until it's too late.
Especially with something like colon cancer, where we know that if you catch the precancerous problems, that then that's a very treatable disease and you avoid the cancers.
Tinker says the solution is more doctors and clinics in rural areas and the state expanding Medicaid. Reporting from Rolla, I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois farmers are facing an uncertain harvest as they close on this year's growing season. The state's Department of Agriculture Director John Sullivan says it's hard to know what's in the fields.
What that crop, how that crop's going to turn out is absolutely a huge question mark. The days that we have right now are what we need. We need heat. We need sunshine. This crop has, especially that late planted crop, has a lot of maturing to do. And if we can keep this kind of weather, that crop is going to do well.
Last week's federal crop condition report shows only 40% of Illinois corn and soybeans are rated good or excellent. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says last year at this time, that description applied to 75% of Illinois corn and soy. St. Louis Jewish leaders are taking steps to better understand immigration policies. Some spent time recently at the Arizona-Mexico border to observe conditions at migrant and asylum seeker shelters. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson spoke with the director of the Jewish Community Relations Council about her experience at the border.
Before Rory Pickernese made it to the border, she says she was nervous about what she would encounter during her visit. However, when she spoke to the Mexican Consulate General in Nogales, Arizona, her perception about immigration and the relationship between Mexico and the United States changed. Pickernese said the migrants she spoke with said they know there are negative narratives about them, but they want people to know they're just trying to build a better life for themselves.
The people that we saw want to come into the country legally and are trying to navigate through the process, and it's so difficult.
Pickernese said the council will propose strategies for organizations to provide resources where needed. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Putting together The Gateway every weekday morning takes resources. Professional-grade recording equipment, reporters, working with editors, focusing on things like accuracy and clarity. All of that comes with a cost. St. Louis Public Radio is holding its fall membership campaign this week. We would like you to become a member at stlpublicradio.org or by calling 314-516-4000. Any amount will support efforts like The Gateway. The number of interracial marriages in the U.S. has steadily risen since 1967. That's when the Supreme Court struck down laws banning them. For decades, many children of mixed-race relationships have been trying to find their way in what is a largely black and white society. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, young multiracial adults in St. Louis are exploring and expressing their full identities.
Inside Rise Coffee House on a Monday night in September, Allison Thompson greets a crowd of young adults.
There's a lot of really cool people in here and in the city.
that are doing really amazing things. And I just want to build representation and like understanding of who we are, what our experiences are like, and how similar and like varied they are.
The people in the crowd come from different backgrounds, and they're connecting with each other through shared experiences and grievances. Many are sharing their frustrating dating experiences of being asked, "What are you?" The group of about 20 young adults have one big thing in common. They're all trying to express their multiracial heritage. This is Mixed Feelings, a group Thompson founded to bring multiracial people together to discuss race, inclusion, and identity. Thompson grew up in the South. Her mom is white and her dad is black. When she moved to St. Louis in 2016, she started meeting other multiracial people with similar challenges.
For each gathering that I had, none of those folks had ever been in a group of mixed people before. They may have had mixed friends, but didn't have mixed community. So I just really saw this as like a really huge opportunity to create, facilitate community.
For centuries in the U.S., people with a black parent and a white parent were considered black, in part because of the nation's racist history. Often they only found acceptance in the black community. Thompson says people of other mixed backgrounds also can find it hard to explain that they want to be their full selves.
A lot of people experience that within like the communities they're in or their own families.
But their voices are starting to be heard. The Supreme Court's ruling in 1967 that anti-miscegenation laws are unconstitutional helped change the nation. As more people of different racial and ethnic backgrounds had children, the number of multiracial individuals grew. Along with immigrants, they've helped usher in the era of a multiracial society that's beyond black and white. According to the 2010 census, nearly 40% of interracial marriages were between whites and Hispanics, and about 14% of marriages were between whites and Asians. The complexities of interracial relationships caught the attention of C.A. Davis and Lex Ward. Their upcoming Chicago-based podcast, A Lot of Thought, will be about multiracial identity. Davis says the podcast will focus on the similarities and differences between multiracial experiences.
It's not a monolith. It's not monolithic of an experience. My being mixed, specifically black, Italian, Filipino, is going to be different from someone who's Japanese, Anglo-Saxon, or any combination of anything. It's going to be different.
While there have long been multiracial people, what's changing is how people are expressing their diverse identities and childhood experiences. Lex Ward has black, Italian, and Portuguese heritage. She says people in interracial relationships need to discuss the nation's complex racial history with their children so they understand the society they live in.
I think being a parent is the most important job any human being can have. And if you're not teaching a human that you were raising to be a part of this world what the world was before them, I think that's a hindrance on how we can transform the world into a better place.
In the Mixed Feelings group, Thompson wants participants to share their experiences of being multiracial however they please. Those could be through storytelling events, open mics, and art projects. That concept of creative expression attracted Fox Smith. Her mother is Korean and her father is white.
It's really cool to see what kind of projects are going on surrounding identity and the multiracial experience. Like as far as, you know, portraiture projects and podcasting and stuff like that. And it's just really cool to see that this is becoming a part of the conversation.
The Mixed Feelings group will meet every month in St. Louis. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our David Casares edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. Before we wrap up today, how about those Cardinals? They swept the Cubs over the weekend, securing a playoff spot for the first time since 2015. October baseball should be fun. I'm Wayne Pratt, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.